USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
When it comes to President Trump delivering a State of the Union address, his spokeswoman says,
"We always like to have a plan B."
And that's what Sarah Sanders says the White House is working on after Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi asks President Trump to delay the address over security concerns related to the government shutdown.
Whether he does that from the halls of Congress or whether he does that in another location, the president will talk to the American people on January 29th.
Nine U.S. service members are injured, two of them critically, after two military vehicles crash in southern New Mexico last night, not far from Holloman Air Force Base. Teachers in Los Angeles returning to the classrooms today after ending a strike that had lasted more than a week. Now teachers in Denver have overwhelmingly approved a strike that could start on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
A high school student at the center of a controversial incident at last week's March for Life says,
"In hindsight, I wish we could have walked away and avoided the whole thing, but I can't say that I'm sorry."
An initial video goes viral showing the junior, Nicholas Sandman of Covington Catholic High School in Kentucky, appearing to, in some people's estimations, smirk in the face of Nathan Phillips, a tribal elder who was drumming outside the Lincoln Memorial. The teenager denies he was smirking.
"I have the utmost respect for Mr. Phillips. It's another person that freely uses First Amendment right."
He spoke on NBC's Today Show. The mayor of South Bend, Indiana, wants to run for president. Mayor Pete Buttigieg making the announcement in a video saying it's a season for boldness and a time to focus on the future. Newark Liberty Airport in New Jersey back to normal after a drone scare last night. Two drones were seen in the vicinity, grounding flights for 90 minutes. And this is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
For the first time in the 83 years of balloting for the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum, a player has been elected by a unanimous vote. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Mariano Rivera was named in all 425 ballots cast. Rivera told us he was just happy to be in the major leagues.
"I was just happy to be in the big leagues and play and give the New York Yankees as many championships that I can do it. You know, so, I mean, but this was just beyond my imagination."
Hall of Fame voting also included fellow pitcher Mike Messina, along with the late Roy Halladay and designated hitter third baseman Edgar Martinez. I'm John Clemens.
A winter storm battering the central U.S. and becoming even more intense today, as the National Weather Service says heavy snow is continuing to fall across the Midwest and much of the Great Lakes region. Rain, heavy rain, will be covering much of the Southeast and Mid-Atlantic by late today and tonight. And tonight and tomorrow, there could be urban flooding in cities from New York City up to Boston. And actor Alec Baldwin pleading guilty in his parking assault case in Manhattan this morning. The 60-year-old actor taking a plea deal on a second-degree harassment violation, with tougher attempted assault charges dropped. He was fined $100 and must complete another anger management course by the time he returns to court in March. And remember, you can find us online when you're surfing around. We're at USAradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.